A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Today's daf, Barachas Nun Dalid, 54a, pagination 107. We have the privilege of starting a very famous perek of Barachas, the ninth perek called Haroe Mokom. Our topic this morning is Barachos and Tefilos regarding events. The Mishnah begins, Haroe Mokom Shenasa Bo Nisim LiYisrael Omer, a person who sees a place that miracles happen to the Jewish people, Boruch Sha'osa Nisim LaAvoseinu BaMokom Hazeh, blessed is Hashem who made miracles for our forefathers in this place. Other events, as they happen, thunder, lightning, earthquakes, a hurricane. So we have specific brachas if you glance through the Mishnah. Shekocho uguvuraso malei olam. And also the bracha of Ose Ma'ase Bereshis. Let's drop down to two lines up from the wide. Al besuros tovos omer. Regarding good tidings, a person says, Baruch HaTov V'HaMetiv, blessed is Hashem, who does good, who brings good. Abasuros Raos, the first wide line, on bad news, Omer Baruch Dayan HaEmes, blessed is the true judge, acknowledging that Hashem runs the world, and he did what he did, and we bless for that. Now, later on, the Mishnah observes that a person is supposed to be Mivorech al Hara Keshem Shemivorech al Hatova. I'm at the end of a line, about eight lines into the wide, still in the Mishnah. Sheneemar V'yahavto es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, with all of your heart, b'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzrecha, b'yitzitova v'yitzahara. Supposed to serve Hashem both with the yitzitova and with the yitzahara. Certain aspects of human behavior would be attributed to the yitzahara, so to speak. They're considered negative, but if you channel them correctly, then it's a mitzvah. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing under those circumstances. Uvachol nafshecha, afilu notelas nafshecha, with all your soul, even in a case where you have to give up your soul, a difficult ethical situation where a person is obligated to give up his life. Uvachol meodecha, and with all of ma'od, so one approach is b'chol mamoncha, with all of your money, the thing people want a lot of. Davar acher, relating to our Mishnah, b'chol me'odecha, b'chol mido omode, shehu modid loch, heve modid lo, whatever Hashem doles out to you, still, you should be modet to Him, you should acknowledge, you should thank Hashem for whatever He does. And again, getting back to our statement in the first wide line, that's baruch dayan ho'emes, that somehow in Hashem's scheme of things, it's the appropriate thing for that should happen at this time. What this opens up to us is the concept of being Dan Hashem Lekaf Zuchus, judging Hashem favorably, recognizing that Hashem is abundant goodness, and He loves us, and if we don't know how to reconcile what just occurred to the fact that Hashem is abundant good and He loves us, then the only real way to reconcile would be either to reject one of the first given truths, maybe He's not abundant good, or maybe He doesn't love me, or to recognize that whatever I see in front of me as bad might only be my limited way of seeing it, and it may not actually be bad, and Hashem sees the full picture, and Hashem knows better. It's a heavy thing for a human being to swallow, but once a person recognizes that it's true, we don't have full picture, so then it becomes easier to appreciate, heve modelo, that somehow in the great scheme of things, Hashem still loves us, Hashem is abundant kindness, and what we see as bad might not actually be bad. I know Rav Yitzchak Kirzner, on a tape about suffering, commented that he doesn't like the common expression, why bad things happen to good people, because the whole answer to that is that it's not necessarily bad. And he words it, why suffering happens to good people. We'll acknowledge you're suffering. That's true. It's very hard for you. But to say that it's bad is contrary to Baruch Dayan HaEmes. I heard a beautiful analogy from Reb David Ordman. He says a person hears screaming from a building, and he runs up to the building figuring he's going to be able to save someone. And he can't get in. So he looks through a peephole, looks through a little area of the window, and all he's able to see is that some people are holding a person down, and the person is thrashing and screaming and yelling, and he only wants to get out, and they're not letting him. So he calls the police, and they break down the door, and they come in, and they find that this man is sitting in a dentist's chair, and they're just trying to finish off the filling that he needs to keep his teeth. So you could debate, he needs his teeth, he doesn't need his teeth. He's in pain. The fact is, he needs his teeth. How else is he going to chew his food? Parenthetically, they say that elephants die, not really from old age. Elephants often die because their teeth just don't work anymore. Put interesting spin on dentistry. It preserves life. If you could chew, you could be nurtured. But if the outsider only sees through the peephole, then he's positive that they are abusing this patient. And once he gets in, he realizes that they're actually trying to protect him from his own foolishness. Because he's suffering, and he doesn't want to suffer, even though the suffering is necessary for his greater good. We find also in this Mishnah the greeting of using Hashem's name in greeting. We say Shalom Aleichem. Shalom is Hashem's name. The Mishnah describes from the book of Rus, Vayomer Lakotzrim Hashem Imachem, that they actually greeted using Hashem's name. Let's drop down to the Gemara, which is the third word on a line. Minohani Mili, how do you know this concept that we praise Hashem or thank Hashem for events of the past? Amar Rav Yechanan Damakra, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil. Yisro said a special Baruch Hashem when he heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Anisa de Rabim Mivarchinon, Anisa de Yochid Lo Mivarchinon. So at first we have the impression that you only make a bracha on a public miracle that saved Klal Yisrael. But if an individual was saved, then we would not make a bracha. The Gemara cites a number of cases where people were saved in a specific place, and when they went back, it was known that they used to say, Baruch Sha'asa Li Neis B'Makom Hazeh. And the Gemara responds, it's about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, Anisa derabim kuli amo mechayvi livruche. On a public miracle that all of Klal Yisrael was saved, everyone has to recite a bracha. Anisa de yachid, on the miracle of an individual, iu chayiv livruche, he would have to recite the bracha. The Gra adds, Ubrei, Ubarberei, and all of his descendants also, his son, his grandson, would also recite a bracha on that location because they're only here today because of that miracle. But the rest of Klal Yisrael would not recite a special universal bracha. It's only on places of Klal Yisrael being saved that everyone would recite the bracha. It's interesting, they say over a very important nuance that Reb Chaim Volozhin would say a bracha in the place where the Vilna Gaon's mother was saved. And the reason, of course, is because Reb Chaim Volozhin, the great Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, held that he never would be who he was if not for his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. And just as the Vilna Gaon recited in that location, was obligated to recite in that location, the bracha of Nisim, because his mother was saved, so the same thing, he himself, by extension, not as a son, but as a Talmud, would recite the bracha of Nisim in that location, because he personally felt that that Nis was such an impact in his life, that he personally was saved. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.